What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The volume.
All right, the NBA season is in full swing, coming down the stretch. Then we move right into the playoffs in April, May, and June. I can't wait. Spice things up with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA right now. All you have to do is put down $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Pretty good trade-off. I pay $5, I get $150. North Carolina listeners, do not forget. Welcome to the party. DraftKings Sportsbook now live in your state, North Carolina. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Takes 90 seconds. The code is Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Again, 90 seconds. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app. Put in Colin. New customers bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets instantly. That is the trade. All right? The code is always Colin. The crown is yours.
Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Monday, March 18th, and the NCAA tournament is upon us. We're going to discuss to what extent we do or don't give a shit and talk about the awkwardness of fired coaches. We're also going to get into the jersey swap heard round the world and go through our dookie butts of the week as well. Mine will be a familiar face. As always, Jenkins and Jones is hosted by Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, bubbas?
I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike.
Motherfucking Mike.
Motherfucking Mike.
Motherfucking Mike.
Coming to you live.
And we're produced, as always, by the lovely and talented Jackson Safon.
What up?
What up?
All right, let's fucking get into it, boys. NCAA tournament season. It's March Madness. I didn't think I was going to give a shit. We talked about how much more excited we were for the women's tournament than we were for the men's tournament. And then you know what happens every year? I get a link to the bracket and I look at the bracket and I go, that's a lot of good ass basketball at 10 a.m. on a Thursday, Bubba. I can't fucking wait for this shit. How are y'all feeling? Is the madness upon you, or are you kind of whatever about it like we were a couple weeks ago?
No, I mean, I think what you said just kind of alludes to what, you know, even though we are not all the way tapped in with men's college basketball anymore, you kind of allude to the appeal of it is that it's all day sports, bro. Like, you know, you're West Coast, I'm East Coast. So, like, it is just incredible for me to wake up at 12 p.m. and know that I've got basketball until, like, 10 p.m. that night. You know what I mean? So, that's going to always be a appeal. Even if we don't know who it is, bro, we are going to be at the crib. We're just going to turn that shit on and watch and get locked in.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I love it because it's all-day basketball and all-day sports, but it'll be playing in the background. You feel me? I'm not going to be tapped in the same way. So, I wouldn't say that I'm, like, let's fucking go. You know what I mean? I haven't watched a game in like 3 years for real. I don't think I watched a single game of last season's, you know, tourney, but
come hang out with me and Vinny. I'll play it in the background. I'm gonna let Vinny play hooky from school on Thursday.
seeing Vinny excited about it would make me excited. You know, your kids kind of bring you back around on shit you forget.
Yeah.
Like Sumi was swinging on the swings today. I'm like, why do we give up swings? This shit is so fun. You know what I mean? So maybe seeing Vinny watch it, enjoy it, will bring it back.
Well, the one game we will be watching for sure on Thursday is the unlikeliest national basketball story of my lifetime is the Long Beach State men's basketball team, which lost 5 straight games in the dookie butt-ass Big West to end the regular season, won the Big West tournament as the 5 seed, and ended up in the NCAA tournament 6 days after having fired their head coach, Dan Munson, who'd been there for 17 years. Dan Munson was the coach who kind of kicked things off at Gonzaga. Like I said, it's been at Long Beach State for my entire career as a sports writer. And so there's been, I mean, you know, all the national basketball guys were all over it. ESPN did a segment on SportsCenter last night. Barstool has been all over it. And it's an interesting situation, bro. I mean, there's just no way around it. It's an interesting fucking situation. And athletic director comes and talks to you on Monday and says, hey, we're going to part ways at the end of the season. We'd love for you to coach the tournament so we can celebrate you. You're the school's all-time wins leader. And then, you know, your team ends up putting you guys in the tournament. It's only the 10th time in the history of the school that they've been to the tournament, bro. So it's really been a wild fucking ride because you have all these fans were all over our social media, all over all the message boards for Long Beach State. Like, thank you so much to Coach Munson, but it's definitely been time for several years. And then all of a sudden they're all like, oh, shit, like, we're going to the tournament. What the fuck just happened? It's been fucking wild, bro.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go out, you know, you might as well go out like that. One of their, you said only 10 appearances, and he's got one of them on his last season. You know what I mean? His last few games coaching. So, yeah, yeah. Man. But yeah, you know, you've got boots on the ground. You're in Long Beach. You know what the temperature is. And if they say it was time for homie to go, you know, yeah, it is what it is.
I would
is
put
anybody
it like
saying
this.
Anything other than that? Is anybody saying, like, they should go ahead and maybe run it back with him?
I mean, now people are
that?
Starting to say, no.
Okay,
I mean,
okay, yeah.
You know, they made the move.
Can you unfire somebody publicly, too?
We'd like to unpart ways. Fired? If the Long Beach State AD is just watching the Love is Blind, like, reunion, like, taking notes on Clay, like, I'm going to go to Dan Munson, like,
you're
the
love of my life.
You're the
I blew it. I know I blew it. Run it back, please.
No, but I think, like, he was, I believe, you know, this being his 17th season with, to this point, one NCAA tournament appearance. I think he was the longest tenured coach in the country with only one tournament appearance by like 7 years or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. it's just not really. And, you know, like, we talked about this on the 562 pod, like, whether it's fair or not, if you're a mid-major school, and look, like, I mean, I know we all watch North Carolina and Duke and Kentucky and shit, but there's more mid-majors than there are blue bloods, obviously,
for sure.
By a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
NCAA tournament is a zero-sum game, bro. You could go 29-3, and if you're not in the NCAA tournament, all your fans are like, what was
the fucking
point?
He said he had, like, five or six 20-win games? So he's had good teams.
He had
just
five
had one that won a tournament. Yeah.
Prior to last night, he had 5 teams in the Big West championship game to go to the tournament and went 1-4 in those 5 games.
Jeez. Yeah.
So if he goes 2-3 or he goes 3-2, he's like a living legend. They'll build a statue of him. He has a lifetime contract, right? But if you go once in 17 years, then you have a bunch of mid-major fans. I'm not saying it's fair or unfair. It's just the truth of how it is. You have a bunch of people like, man, I was in high school the last time you went to the tournament and I'm 38 now. You know what I mean? So I just think there was like the frustration built up. The fans definitely, like, you know, when we posted the story, like I said, the majority of comments were like, Dan's a classy guy. Thanks so much for everything you did, but it's time to move on. And then, yeah, now it's like all the national accounts are like, the Long Beach State athletic director is the stupidest motherfucker on the planet. Like, it's been so funny seeing the shit, bro.
But that's national news. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Talking about shit they have no clue about all the time. You feel me? Like,
for sure. The other thing that was funny to me was I asked the AD, I interviewed him the day that he had the meeting with Munson. I said, the timing's interesting. Why'd you do it now instead of a week from now? He said a couple different reasons. One, you know, we sort of know that it's time and he knows it is time and we're ready to start looking for people. And I don't want to start talking to people while he's, you know, like, without having had the conversation with him first, which I think is fair. He said they wanted to spend a week celebrating him. He is the school's all-time wins leader. And they've done that. He went into the championship game, I believe 273 and 272. so they're like, we want to celebrate him, you know, and give him his due, which they certainly did. But then, you know, for sure, there's a little bit of a like, maybe we create a win one for the Gipper situation. You know what I mean? And I do kind of think that's what happened, bro.
Hearing national news, like, how does Long Beach feel hearing that? Like, having the actual context? Because I know a lot of people, like, OKC fans, when they're here, like, you know, bigger stations talking about OKC, they're like,
yeah,
we know y'all don't watch the games. You know what I'm saying? Like, you talk about it as someone, you just looked up the stats,
right,
brother.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, how do y'all feel?
I mean, that's kind of how I think about it, bro. It is like, I think there were a couple of different points his contract was renewed where when we broke the story, it was renewed. The overwhelming reaction from sports fans, readers in Long Beach was like, really? Like, I thought, you know what I mean? Like, I thought this was it. So what will be interesting is if they go beat a flagging Arizona team on Thursday, people are really going to fucking flip their tune around. I don't, you know, there's a 15.
I think you would fire him.
Yeah,
I think you take Clay back. I think you take Clay back. He beats Arizona. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I don't know. So you know, it'll be interesting. But Tyler was telling me. I mean, I guess it, like, you know, as everything gets faster and faster in college sports, it becomes more like pro sports. Every college is looking to get their next coach in as quickly as possible. They don't like it. And Tyler said there was a women's basketball coach who was doing a press conference and was like, oh yeah, they just fired me on the way to the press conference. Like,
yes. Yeah. Yeah. The Utah State coach, their season ended in their conference tournament and she went to the presser. And one of the questions was, you know, what are the lessons that you're going to take from this season to come back stronger next season? And she said, oh, I won't be back next season. I just got fired. And then she was like, any other questions? Okay. And then she just left. Like, yeah, bro. Shit moves fast, man.
Sheesh.
That's just crazy, bro. I have a lot of friends.
They fired her on the way to the presser?
They fired her between the game and the press conference. Yeah.
Like you can't wait till after the game or even the next day, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, why so immediate? That's wild. Is that normal? I know shit moves fast, but that seems a little
abnormal. We've seen motherfuckers.
Becoming more normal.
Who was it? Oh, boy. Florida. Was it Florida called? Lane Kiffin. Didn't they leave him? At an away game?
Lane Kiffin does not apply to any other situations in any part of his life. But yes.
I was just gonna mention Lane Kiffin and how they did him. So yeah.
Yeah. But I do think
he's a 10 out of 10 asshole. So like, I mean, yeah. I guess, like you're saying, it makes sense.
I think as college sports gets more professionalized, you're just gonna see more of this kind of a thing. And I have a lot of friends who coach in college. I know everyone thinks about the salaries that a Nick Saban or the very top people get, but most of these people are making not very much money if you're sort of in the mid-tier ranks. Like the Dirtbags are at Long Beach State, the college baseball team. That's a national program, but like every college baseball team has several full-time volunteer coaches. Like that's, you know what I mean? So everyone's just like trying to get onto that bottom rung of the ladder, but it really is almost like playing the lottery. And for my friends who are in it for a decade, it's like, hey, you're going to live in Wichita this year. Cool. Next year, you're going to tell your wife you're living in fucking Spokane. The year after that, you're telling your wife you're living in fucking Tampa. Like, it's not a comfortable life.
I knew a couple of dudes that like played college basketball and they were like trying to do the coach thing. And they were in like Normal, Illinois as an assistant coach. Like, you're in these small towns
$15,000
as an assistant coach. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's not like you're getting a great opportunity in a small town. You're getting a shitty opportunity to build your way up in a small place as well. It's a very difficult process. A lot of them just quit and started selling real estate. Like, fuck this. You know what I mean?
I'm getting these houses now.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, real estate, you could tell. I mean, I feel like people who go from college basketball, from trying to be a college coach are always going to go to a job where they can make the schedule. Yeah, I can't meet you for a showing at 2:00. It's got to be 3:30. I'm seeing a movie with my wife. You know what I mean? Like...
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
We've all had a difficult time buying tickets. Lakers games are expensive, but I try and find games to take my son Vinny to. It's hard to find good deals, especially at the last minute.
You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you.
The Lakers have a ton of home games the remainder of the year. I like that in the Game Time app, they have last minute tickets. You can see views from every seat.
Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. Their all-in pricing shows your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal before you buy. They also have the Game Time guarantee, which means you'll always get the best price.
Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time.
Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code JNJ for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code JANDJ for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. We got to see, just before recording, one of the wilder game winners we've seen in a little bit. Could one of you attempt to describe Kyrie's game winner today? I don't even know what the word for it would be. He's sprinting away from the basket, and then at the last second turns right and throws up like a left-handed skyhook. It was a fucking crazy shot. But, John, this is why you can't quit Kyrie Irving and never could, right?
Bro, man, it's crack, dog. You know, just when you think you can turn your back, he pulls you right back in, G. Like, no, really. I mean, think about this shot, though. You know what I'm saying? And also, like, he's fasting right now. But, dude, he's dribbling with his left away, he said, away from the basket. It's a runner. He's running, and it's a floater skyhook with his not dominant hand, with his left hand. Like, that's literal. Like, I couldn't hit rim 20 out of 20 times trying to do that. You know, I mean, a nigga that can, go ahead.
I was gonna say, and he was body to body on Jokic, 6'2 on 7 foot, right?
Like, I mean, that's the only option he had, and he had it in the bag. Like, does anybody have a deeper bag than this dude, G? Like, I don't think it's even close. He does something once a year I just never have seen. And how many years have you been playing basketball? It's insane, G. So, yes, I can't turn my back on a man. You feel me? Fuck what he be talking about, for real. But when he keep his mouth closed, he a bad bitch, bro. He just can't talk. You know what I mean? Just don't talk, my boy. You feel me?
This would be a good, like M. Spears' left-handed layup challenge. Go out to a court in the park with a ball. Start out on the side of the court on the baseline of your non-dominant hand, dribble, sprint out to the elbow,
full speed,
and turn in, and then get up a running sky hook with your offhand. And just let us know how it goes. Like, did you hit the backboard? Did you hit any part of the rim?
That, yeah, just a fucking incredibly tough shot, dude. I just couldn't believe it. Like, every angle I see just kind of emphasizes how ridiculous that shot was.
Right, I'm seeing weird angles just trying to, like how did he, I'm like, I when I saw, like, you know, they said, Kyrie, you know, called game, which, you know, whatever. And then, like, I'm just thinking, like, oh, he just pulls up, you know, just a little Jimmy, base, you know, great shot, you know, big time shot. What the fuck was that? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what is that? I'm trying to describe it in the group chat. I'm like, is this, like, offhand? Like, this makes no sense. Makes no sense. And an actual impossible shot he hit for game. Kyrie, G. Kyrie.
God, motherfucking Reed.
They're going to slow that down and put some R&B under that motherfucker. And I'm going to cry, nigga. Put some shot there under that motherfucker. I do not agree with these young kids saying it's funny every time they put R&B. I think that shit is beautiful, bro. I'm going to shed a tear. You feel me?
Yeah. He put some Sade Kiss of Life over that, bro. That's art, right?
Hell, woo. Yeah. Crazy.
But did y'all see Dame woke up the whole most skilled basketball player ever again debate with that tweet?
No.
What did he say?
He just said, that's all he said, most skilled basketball player ever. Like, and
go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, you know, we've discussed this before, and you know, I'm not riding with the connotation of Kyrie being the most skilled basketball player ever, because I feel like there's just so many facets of basketball that title accounts for that Kyrie just, like, doesn't check the boxes on. You feel me? You know, like there's a whole other side of basketball that we just decide to completely ignore when we crown Kyrie as the most skilled basketball player ever. And I just can't ride with Coleman that when he's not an exceptional defender, he's not an exceptional facilitator. But what he is, and what I've kind of, like, just resigned to whenever I hear that, is when people say Kyrie is the most skilled basketball player ever, I think they're basically saying he's the most versatile scorer ever. And while I'm not riding with Kyrie being designated as the most skilled basketball player ever, I think he's got a hell of a case as the most versatile scorer we've ever seen, because he can score in so many ways, dude. Like, this is a dude who's ran off, like, five straight, you know, 27 point per game, 50-40-90 seasons, you know, where he's knocking on 50-40-90 score. He can get you buckets on any level of the court, right? He can work the midi, you know, he can bomb from deep. He's got one of the best layup packages we've ever seen. He's like a 62% shooter at the rim at, like, 6'2". And, you know, I think what it all comes down to is the handles, right? I think that's the genesis of where all of Kyrie's gifts as a scorer stem from, because he's hands down the best dribbler this game has ever seen. His handles are, like, his most valuable attribute in his toolbox to me, because he's never in a spot, as long as he's got his dribble alive, he's never in a spot on the court where he's uncomfortable, right? He'll bust your ass on the ISO. He's going to split the double. He's going to, you know, get to the rim and put a 7-footer in a motherfucking spin cycle and get a bucket, right? And it all comes back to his handle. So, you know, and I think that's why so many of the game stars, right, like the upper echelon guys, they fanboy out whenever Kyrie does some wild shit, because these are basketball gods who are watching Kyrie do some shit that they cannot do. And I think that's why they anoint him as the most skilled basketball player ever. And like I said, while I'm not on the side of him being the most skilled basketball player ever, I think for sure there's a discussion on if he is the most versatile scorer ever.
I definitely think he's the most skilled basketball player ever. You don't have to. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just telling you how I feel. You know what I mean?
And
I
what do you define, like, skill as? Let's lay it out here. What do you define skill as then?
I mean, this is the thing. I think he finishes just as well with both hands. You know what I mean? Okay. I think, like, that shot right there, literally nobody can do that, because nobody is that good with their offhand. Like, nobody can shoot is just as good. Like, I think I've seen Kyrie, like, shooting jumpers similar to how Steph shoots with his offhand too. You know what I mean? Just, like, in practice on some fun shit. And also, I feel like when it comes to every basketball player, there's something you're focused on trying to get them not to do. I think defenders are completely helpless with Kyrie, because there's nothing that they're like, hey, don't let Kyrie do this. Because he can do everything else really, really good as well. Like, there's nothing that, like, as a defender, what do you, like, for talking to other people that have defended him, and, like, I remember asking, like, you know, younger players, well, who's the first person to bust your ass? I always said Kyrie. And because he has so many combos, bro. Like, he has, like, something to counter anything. So many counters. And I just think, like, when you're as a defender, there's nothing to push him into, because he's good at that as well. So that's why I say he's the most skilled basketball player ever, because there's, like, not a particular thing to prevent him from doing.
All you mentioned was scoring right there, though. That's my whole point. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't mention facilitating. You didn't mention defense. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I can't say he's the most skilled, because, like I said, he doesn't check off all those boxes to me. I mean, I said, I do think, like, and it goes back to everything you said.
I'm saying I don't bro. Like I'm like the other. Like, I'm like, dang, I don't care about those boxes. We don't care.
No, but that's the whole thing, bro.
I'm not trying to say you're wrong. I agree with. I understand your point.
We're both saying the same thing. We're both saying he's the most versatile scorer we've ever seen. I just don't see how you can just define. I just don't see how you can just box the whole wide encompassing definition of skill into just scoring. That's my point.
You don't see how, and I just did. Like, that's just how I feel. You know what I mean? We just think differently on it, and it's cool. I'm not. I don't think you're wrong. You know what I mean? I just see it in a different way. You know what I mean,
bro? And the thing is, most versatile.
I think when I look at skill, I don't look at. You know, I mean, he's not the best. I think when you're talking about all those things, that equals the best basketball player. People that are good at all of those things together is the best basketball. He's not the best basketball player I've ever seen. He's the most skilled basketball player I've ever seen. And the skills are individual to me. And that's how I look at it.
Well, you can't say, so if it's just one individual skill that you're locking in on, how can you say that being the most skilled encompasses all of the skills? And that's what I'm not correlating here.
Okay.
I also feel like the big thing with the most skilled conversation is I feel like it's attempting to like take account like size. Like you would never say
it's just an anti-size discriminatory argument.
Right. It's like, oh, it's Kyrie is like so he's so skilled because he can do all these things at this size. Like that's what that's a big part of it too, I think.
I understand part of that, but I also like he's one of the best finishers at the rim, period. I don't think that's anything to do with the size. Yes. You know what I mean?
But
yes,
perhaps the best layup
package ever, right? Like, I'm not taking anything for sure, from him for as
sure. So I don't know if it's with Kyrie. I don't think it's particularly just size because the things he's really good at, he's the best at, regardless of size.
It's just like, you know what I mean? like people would never put like here's what I, whenever people have this debate, what I always say is, give me your argument for why LeBron James is not the most skilled player ever, as the only person who's top X in every category, right? And the argument is like, there isn't really an argument. The argument is, well, he's big, or like he has these gifts or whatever. It's like, but having those, it's like having those physical gifts, like, but it's like people use the argument against Giannis or against Shaq or whatever. Have you ever been around a big fat dude? Shaq is skilled as fuck. Like, you know what I mean?
Great touch at the rim. Feet are incredible.
That's the stuff to me where it's like, I think this is attempting to, in basketball of all sports, disassociate physical talent from developed skill is like, it's impossible, and there's no need to try and take the project on. But I agree with Tyler. Like, I absolutely credit Kyrie in those skills. There's just a whole wing of shit that he's not even, you know, to me, it would be like saying Russ is the best all around guard because he's so much better rebounding than a lot of other guards. It's like, yeah, that's one part of his game. He deserves a lot of credit for it. But I wouldn't say that he's the best all around. I'd say he's the best rebounding. I think Kyrie isn't the most skilled. I think he's the best finisher.
I think when like the pros are looking at it and thinking of skills, they're thinking of the things that they work on in at the crib.
Of course.
You know, like with the ball by themselves. They're not thinking of best, like the rest of the game. They're looking at like, these are the things that I can't do that he can do. You know what I mean? And I look at it the same way they do. I'm not looking at it as
and
like.
That's why Dame's not looking at defense.
Yeah, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
He's like, what am I working on?
true. But I'm just saying, like, when I look at, if we're looking at, like, the argument that y'all are making, or the argument, like, that Tyler's talking about with all the other things, I think that's the best basketball player. I think there's a little nuance between best basketball player and the most skilled player. And I look at it the same way they do, and I see why y'all don't as well. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I get it. I just feel differently.
Shall we talk about the greatest jersey swap in history? Did you have one? Do you want to spin the block one more time, Tyler?
Go ahead, do your thing, man.
I just don't see how you can say you have to have all these things to be a better basketball player, but this guy doesn't have all those things. He's just got one of those things, so he's the most skilled. That just doesn't
have one of
them.
It's not one, bro. I think he has a ton of
scoring.
Fucking skills,
scoring is the scoring and dribbling is the box,
and that's a big part of basketball, bro. And that's a big part of being good at basketball. You know what I'm saying? So like,
a big part.
You know, I'm a big part. Yes, but we're. But the skills that they're talking about are focused on a particular part of the game.
That's exactly my point. I think when they say that, they're basically saying this is the most versatile scorer we've ever seen. And I have no argument with that. But the whole skill part, there's just so much shit that Kyrie doesn't do that I just can't. I can't see that we could crown him as that.
John agrees with their over-indexing, in his opinion, of scoring and dribbling. And you and I disagree.
For sure. That's exactly how I feel.
I get it. I'm not watching highlights of, you know, defensive guards. I mean, I personally prefer a defensive game. Like, I hope they go through with what they're rumored to be doing of allowing players to play defense again.
Right. I mean, no, it's, I mean, we'll I think see. It's, yeah, I don't think it's not important. You know what I mean? But I'm saying the way that they're talking about it, I understand what they mean. You feel me? And I also understand what you mean as well.
Does everyone understand what Anthony Black and Grady Dick standing next to each other holding their jerseys backward means?
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. These fucking kids, these Gen Zers, I tell you.
Tyler, but either one of you, at their age, what, they're rookies, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing in that situation?
Yeah, I feel like at 20 years old. Yeah, 20 years old, of course, you know. Yeah.
The universe threw them a lob and they had a goddamn... They had to boom that bitch. You know what I mean? Like, we got an opportunity to lead into some really ridiculous shit. Of course I'm going to do it. But yes, it's the magic posting it was crazy. And they deleted it, which I think, man, stand on that, man. Come on, G. Yeah, it's just a little fun. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it, but it's hilarious.
What's the point of deleting it after it got 7,500 retweets, bro?
After the whole world saw it. You know what I mean? I guess it's the way of saying sorry. You know what I mean? But it's too late, man.
Sorry for referencing that black people have penises, Orlando Magic. Is that something you need to apologize for? Is that how woke you are?
It is his name. Like, it's not. It's his actual name.
I have no problem with it.
No, of course not. The funniest part of it was, no, and to answer your question of would I have done it, as a 20-year-old white NBA player, would I have to take the opportunity to participate in that joke? Yes. Like, of course, bro. But the funniest part was you could see him, if you watch the video that I think Worldwide Wob posted, someone posted of the two of them talking beforehand. Anthony Black goes, no, I think it was Grady Dick goes, fuck it. You can see him say fuck it, and then when they line up to take the picture, they switched places.
I love that. Fuck it, you need that in moments, and that's a perfect moment where, you know what I mean, I love that. That's beautiful. It makes the moment even better to me.
All right, John,
and while we're here, I feel like we always need to bring more heat on Steve Kerr naming his son Nick. I don't believe he got away with that. And there's part of me that thinks that he's in on that joke, bro. Like, I cannot believe he did that, dude.
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I feel the same way. Like, you don't accidentally name your son Nicholas Kerr. It's difficult for me to believe. Like, at least for me and Char, when we were naming our kids, we literally had options for, depending on how they came out pigmentation wise, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
like, because
sense,
with Char, it was like, damn, the kids could come out looking like her, or they could come out looking light skinned, or they could come out looking like me. And it was like, we can't name a kid. I'm not going to have a white son named Jaden. I promise you that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, no, fuck no, bro. So like, we talked about that. We thought about, like, okay, cool. Like, you know, he's got kind of an Italian last name, so it has to, you know, the names have to kind of match with that, but they're going to be multiracial kids. So we want, like, I just don't understand going, just name him Nicholas. And, like, we thought about every nickname.
Right.
We thought about initials.
Right?
Yeah. We thought about nicknames. Yeah. We thought about initials. Like, I'm with Tyler, bro. You don't, that's your last name. You're aware of, like, potential nicknames or jokes. I don't know. Like, that, I don't buy it at all.
Yeah.
Also, it's not like he's a white person who only spent his life around only white people.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
He's someone who
probably most of his life around black people.
Exactly.
As a basketball coach and a player. You feel me? So, yeah. I don't know. It's interesting you have that. I never thought that way, but maybe that's because, like, there's a bunch of Indian people that are darker than me. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, an Indian name doesn't, whether they're, you know, dark or light skin, you know, so. Maybe that's why I didn't think. I don't really think that way. But that's crazy that you said, like, if he was looking more like you, I'm not naming him Jaden. That's hilarious.
I mean, he's Vinny because he came out looking like he looks.
That's a Vince. That's a Vincent. That's crazy.
If Vinny came out looking like Char, I wouldn't have named him Vinny. We would have gone with one of the other options on the table, bro. You know what I mean? But Maya, by that time, we were like, Maya works for everyone.
For sure.
All right. John, you were listening to Cater to You and had some thoughts.
I'm just... listening to that song, to me, it was like, there's no way a man didn't write that song. Like, Purposeless Without You is a wild thing. I'm like, for me, I'm thinking like, dog, that's almost scary.
What about that line makes you feel like a man wrote it?
I mean,
in what direction, I guess? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, because I don't think, I can't imagine a woman writing that, truly feeling it. And also when you hear about like, you're out late, wake me up, and I'll like, wait, just tap me on my shoulder, like, and I'll, you know, cater, like none of that makes sense. It all feels like something a man wishes, a particular type of man wishes existed in the world that just doesn't. And I also think, honestly, if a woman told me she was purposeless without me, I would be frightened. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not only do I think a man wrote it, I think, like, bro, I question this man. Like, that's some weird shit. That's something a narcissist would need, you know what I'm saying, in order to exist in a relationship. So I don't know, man. Weird listening to it as an adult, where should Somi listen to this? Like, I'd rather, like, that type of problematic, I'd rather her listen to Snoop. Dead ass, bro. Dead ass. I'm like, rather we're like, dog. No, bro. She listens to rap all the time. She like Young Nudie type shit. And one of Young Nudie's like most quotable lines is like, look what that money maker bitch do. You know what I'm saying? And to hear a woman singing about being purposeless feels, you know what I'm saying, more problematic to me than that shit, honestly.
You ain't familiar with Beyonce's pen. Beyonce be down bad about hers, bro. You ain't never heard Dangerously in Love, nigga? She called...
I heard it, bro. She called
her man a god on there and said, I am nothing without you. Like, this is light work that you're describing, okay, to you. Bro, Beyonce has always been down bad about hers. And I'm going to tell you the part that made me know a man did not write Cater to You. When Beyonce sung Put Your Do-Rag On. You know how whack it is when someone else puts their do-rag on? You ever had somebody do that shit for you? You ever had your lady do that? That shit do not be tight. It be wobbly as fuck. You can never, your do-rag can never be put on. Yeah, right? Your do-rag can never be put on better than if you put it on yourself, bro. That's how I think a woman wrote it. Because that is not a line of someone who wears a do-rag on a regular occasion.
That makes sense. But yeah, I don't know, man. It just feels like, I don't know. I can't imagine a woman saying that and meaning that. You know what I mean?
Tyler,
that's a hell of a point.
Tyler,
that's
forensic evidence the fuck out of your argument. Yeah, I'm just going to be honest.
That's a hell of a point.
He turned the black light on. And
listen, bro. As someone who's worn durags for a very huge chunk of my life.
I still wear durags.
Yeah, right? Right? And the rest of the shit Beyonce's talking about, the verse sounds amazing, right? Like if I was out the shower and my lady was lotioning me up, I'd love every second of that. Then if she, like, you know, put the durag on my head, I'd be like, okay, I got it from here, baby. Let me go ahead. You can not put a durag on better than you can put it on yourself, and you know this as a durag wearer.
I know that for sure. But I don't know, bro. Hearing that song, it doesn't feel like the type of love that I've experienced with women. You know what I'm saying? It feels like something a man would want, a narcissist would want from, you know, the opposite sex.
Argument.
That's what it feels like to me. Yeah. But it shit still slaps. But I'm like listening, like, this is a lot, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like Michelle's verse. No, was it Kelly's verse? Like, I'm like, let's do it after we get in recording. It's kind of wild.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from
crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Did you guys see, I tweeted out, Maya had an experiment where she had to list 10 things she'd bring if she was stranded on an island. This is my daughter. She's in second grade. Did you guys see the list that I posted?
Yeah.
No, please.
I think that this might be the best top 10 list ever created. This is her 10 things she'd bring if she was stranded on an island. Number one, 100 men and women. Number two, a city. Never thought of it.
Yeah.
I never thought of it. Number three, food. Number four, mom, dad, and Vinny. Number four, stings a little bit. It's all good. Number five, my house and stuffed animals. Number six, my room. I asked her about this. She wants the room to be separate from the house. I respect that. Absolutely. You're on a deserted island. You're not just trying to live in your regular house. Number seven, a boat. Number eight, a plane. Number nine, a zoo. And number 10, an aquarium. That's a good setup on a deserted island.
Bro. Hey, I love how the spirit of that question is, what would you bring to survive in an uncivilized terrain? And Mike's just like, civilization. Like,
you know what I'm saying? You fucking idiot.
You're getting a crack, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, perfect answer.
In art school, they talk about, like, you know, being creative like a child is, like thinking outside the box in that way. And I think, like, when they said that, they were talking about Maya specifically. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think she will, I feel like, you know, obviously she's really creative right now as a kid, but I think she has the type of brain that'll be creative like that for the rest of her life. Like, she'll always see shit that other people don't see to me, bro. Like, she's special. But yeah, when you said, I'm thinking like, yeah, like, this is exactly who the art teachers were telling me to think like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, bring a city. Yeah.
But we don't bring all these extra rules. Like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't bring all these other, you know, other contexts we have in our head. She's just like, this makes so much sense to me to just bring all 100 people.
And then if you're like, no, it has to be 10 items. She's like,
that why? Wasn't what you said initially. You know, like, sticks, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy.
All right. We got to get into Dookie Butt of the Week before we get out of here. My Dookie Butt of the Week is John after he eats Nutella.
I was going to say I'm Dookie Butt of the Week, too. So I guess we're tag team. Me.
But, pause.
Bro, no, pause. Yeah. I love that the kids are leaning to that, too. At first, I was like, are we going to? No, I've seen a couple of, like, people, like, at post games where dudes, like, this one dude was like, yeah, I was trying to jump on every ball or jump on all the balls. That's what he said. And then, like, you see the other. I'm like, I'm glad they still have that, you know, in college. Good for them.
Young men will always have that particular insecurity. Yeah. What high school and middle school kids say now is "ayo" instead of "ayo." "Ayo."
But yeah, G, Nutella. What is it about Nutella?
Is it any Nutella chocolate
for,
or what?
For whatever reason, Nutella's always been a problem for me. You know what I mean? And Rather brought home some, like, Indian sweets that had Nutella in them. And, you know, I was like,
and you're in great shape. It's your cheat day.
I've been going crazy this weekend. I ain't gonna lie to you. But I was like, yo, I'm gonna go ahead and, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go ahead and fuck it. You know, it's been a while. Maybe my body is cool with it. And I just forgot that as an adult, your body doesn't go that way. You know what I mean? Like, as you age, your body doesn't deal with things better as you get older. They don't get better. You know what I mean? And so I had like a little, I mean, bro, it was a small square, G. You know what I mean? And 750, I'm like, no, 740, I'm like, I'm cool though. You know what I mean? 750, I'm like, yo, I got to handle this immediately. And I hit 758, I hit up Jackson like, brother, going to be a little late. Just want to give you a heads up. Had to add on, a, you know, a little bit more to that too.
To this, actually.
At, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
8 p.m. exactly, which for the listeners is our call time. He said, hopping on in like five. At 8.09 p.m., 9 minutes surpassed before he decides to send a follow-up text. He says, I just had Nutella and my stomach basically exploded. Give me a couple more minutes.
I had to explain at that point.
Our boy was in the bathroom celebrating Ramadan, praying to Allah, bro. Like, just folded up like a fucking paperclip.
Hey, something going down, right? Somebody's talking for somebody to go down and shit, right? So she want to give me a good night kiss. So she like... She went to open the door. Rather's like, don't do it, baby girl. You don't want it. You feel what I'm trying to tell you? You hear me? So she opened up the door to give me a kiss and stops me away. It stinks like poop in here. Gives me the kiss and runs out that motherfucker. I'm like, God damn, baby girl. I try to tell your ass. You know what I mean? It stinks like poop in here. Pew. So yes. I am the literal dookie butt of the week.
All right. Since John did that, I'll take, did y'all see those two podcasters? I'm happy I don't remember their names. The Men of Quality podcasters. Did y'all see the clip of them getting absolutely fucking filleted on someone else's show?
Those are the dudes that cried, right? When they lost their YouTube? Yeah, is that the same dudes? Yes. Okay.
But I think I actually saw this because Tyler retweeted it. They were interviewing someone or they were on someone else's pod. And he just flipped their whole logic inside out on them in such a funny way where they were the Fresh and Fit pod. Thanks, Josh. Josh had that on poll.
He's a subscriber.
Yeah.
he got his notifications on. Is that true, Josh?
Josh said
fuck those dudes. Let y'all know Josh ain't fucking with him. He ain't fucking with him. Go ahead.
Josh is on. I apologize. They were on someone's podcast and they were talking about, well, yeah, that's right. Like, you know, we haven't gotten married. Men are the gatekeepers of marriage. And so the guy just was like, well, why aren't you married? You're 34, right? You haven't been able to find a woman to marry? Like, he's like, why am I married and you're not married? And the guy was like, bro, he looked like Trevor on the Love of his brain shut down, dog.
I don't know what to say.
I had a whole thing planned.
Right. It didn't go this way, brother. You know what I'm saying? You got to get rewarded. That's crazy. Yeah. I got to see that. Because I fucking hate them dudes, G.
Yeah, they're the worst.
It was great. Thanks for bringing that to my attention, Tyler. Fuck those guys for sure. All right, Tyler, you're Dookie Butt of the Week.
I was going to roll with that. I didn't know you was talking
about that. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
My bad.
Nah, it's a lot of overlap. There wasn't enough Dookie to go around this week, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
It's because John took himself, and I felt bad about it like I was fucking the topic. So my fault, Tyler.
I got
you. Didn't know, Mike.
Don't worry.
Yeah. You all right, man? You want a hug? Tyler, get this man a hug, dog. He's so hurt. You can't believe he took that from Tyler.
Well, I feel particularly bad about it because I stole it off of his timeline. Jackson, your Dookie Butt of the Week.
Okay. The first of my two Dookie Butts of the Week is the movie 50 First Dates. Have you guys seen this movie?
Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler.
That movie.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, that's a good
one or something.
Yes, yeah, I had never seen it. I watched it recently for the first time. The premise of this movie is fucking insanity. It's she has amnesia. She gets in an accident or something to where she has the same. She doesn't every day. Every time she falls asleep, she wakes up and she doesn't remember anything. And Adam Sandler's character goes on a first date with her every day for like forever.
Are you mad at the movie for existing?
It's
fucking insanity, right? He was so sick.
I just couldn't believe it.
He's mad at that.
I'm not
that
mad. I was just dumbfounded. I cannot believe this movie exists, and I cannot believe
this was life in the mid 2000s, bro. And no one thought anything was problematic about this shit.
I still think it's good. Wait, okay. What's the problematic part? I didn't hear that.
What's the problematic part of him dating an amnesiac?
Someone who doesn't remember him. He has all these experiences with her.
Who doesn't remember anything that happened?
She's like, who the fuck are you, dude? But every day.
I just
thought it was fucking insane. But my other, I couldn't believe it. I truly could not believe it. Kim was like, this is, I remember really liking this movie as a kid. And I was like, okay, let's watch it. And I was like, this
is what our culture was. This is what this is. Does what she, we were
does, she,
our
20s. Does she not fuck with it now too? She didn't like
she
it.
She still kind of likes it, but she's like, is this kind of wild?
It's weird for sure. But like, I don't think he was taking. Oh.
I don't know, bro. My other Nukiba of the week is the Lakers shot clock operator and also the referees in that game. Just insane. That first of all, those two reviews back to back reviews after 3 seconds elapses should be not allowed in the NBA. And then the shot clock operator cannot get the shot clock going. LeBron James is like screaming out loud in an arena in Staples Center, being like, "Can we start this freaking game?" 20 minutes elapse of real time with 15 seconds of gameplay. And then eventually they were just like, yeah, we'll just hand time the shot clock.
They were going to make Braun miss his bedtime for a home game, bro.
Dude, my mom hit me up and was like telling me what happened. You feel me? And she was like, Braun was sitting over there. She said, I think he said I'm too old for this shit.
He did.
She said she think he vocalized. He did. He said it. He said, I'm too old for this shit. Like, she was like, poor Braun. I know a man that's like tired, ready to go to bed. You know what I mean? He sleeps like 12 hours a night or some shit, right? You know what I mean? Like, he's still a tight schedule, but go ahead.
I never watched anything like it. They're like, okay, we're finally ready after the review. And then okay. It happens sometimes. Fix the clock. They go back, try to fix the clock. I think it happened 5 or 6 times. Not a joke. Consecutively over and over and over again. LeBron is slamming the ball on the ground. He was like really pissed at first. And then he kind of thought it was funny at the end because it kept happening so many times. He was like, actually,
it was like the Sideshow Bob Rakes joke. It was funny, and then it was infuriating, and then it was funny again.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. I had never watched anything like it, watching a game live.
How did it end? What was the score? I know the Lakers lost.
The Warriors ended up winning. And so that was on the other part. Part of the review was they overturned a LeBron 3 because his foot was on the line. So like it was the Lakers ended up losing, and like this was with 90 seconds left that this happened. The game is basically over. It's like, just let them finish this game already.
Bro, if somebody's on the side just counting down 24 seconds, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather that happen if I was a player than waiting 20 minutes for 90 seconds to go by. Come on, G.
It was bizarre. It was
in a non-playoff game, in a March playoff game, when you're 40 years old. Yeah, it's tough.
That's tough for sure.
It's a tough scene. All right, y'all. That's all the time we got. We'll be back on Thursday with our next regular episode, and we will see y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
The Volume.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.